I have some notes. Does any of this sound familiar? Fishing, not catching anything. Set out, Peter, put your boat out, catch some fish. Lord, depart from me, I am a sinful man. You have to love Peter. Because everything he has gone through, everything that has happened to him in his life, and he gets a little confused and a little lost, and what does he do? I'm going fishing. Peter, didn't you get the message? So off he goes fishing. Doesn't catch anything. Put out, catch some fish. Who is that guy on shore? He looks vaguely familiar. The last time Peter jumped into the sea, it didn't go well for him. Jesus walking on water. I can do that. No, you can't, Peter, not without me. And then Jesus continues to take care of his disciples. He has breakfast all ready for them when they show up. And they're terrified. They don't want to talk to him. They don't want to ask him questions. Where have they been? So they eat. Then Jesus and Peter go for a short stroll along the beach. The thrice, do you love me, Peter? Balancing out the three denials that Peter executed during Jesus' passion. Jesus Christ continues to minister, continues to show us the way, continues to surprise us. So Ash Wednesday was way back on March 9th. Easter was April 21st. The Ascension is June 2nd, and Pentecost is June 9th. But we have already, in a lot of our lives, gotten back to things back to normal. We did this pray, fast, give thing for Lent, and we celebrated Easter with a plethora of alleluias and alleluias and alleluias. And now, let's go fishing. Life is back to normal. Whatever that means for us. Not so, says Jesus Christ, not so. Because he asks us as well, do you love me? Then if you love me, feed my sheep, care for my lambs. That's not something we can do if we're complacent. We have to be open and aware of Jesus Christ. So many of the post-resurrection appearances with Jesus Christ start out with, peace be with you. Be not afraid. They didn't recognize him until the breaking of the bread. They didn't recognize him when he explained to them everything that had happened concerning him and said, this is about me. They didn't get it until the breaking of the bread, until the touching of the wounds in his body. So I guess the question for me is, what has to happen in our lives for us to realize that complacency and business as usual is not the answer anymore? We can't go back there. Just as the Lenten season, that 40 days in the desert for us, was supposed to change us, so was the 3 years that the disciples and Jesus' followers spent with Jesus was supposed to change them irrevocably. And totally. And with the gift of the Eucharist, on an ongoing basis, we get to be changed. We get to be reminded as we listen to the words of the Mass Those words at the Last Supper, the final gift, this is my body, I'm giving it to you. This is my blood, I'm giving it to you. Use it to be nurtured, to be changed, to enter into the life of the gospel with passion and intentionality, with fervor. Never, ever have I seen anywhere in Scripture where it says, complacency is good. Let's go back to the way it was. Can't find it, because it's not there. So I invite you, as we continue to unfold this Easter season, to be aware of what Jesus is saying to us. Feed my sheep. Care for my lambs. Care for the people who are most disadvantaged, most vulnerable, most in need of your love and your compassion and your ministry and your prayers. I've said this to you before. Prayer got me ordained, folks. If that's all you have in your toolbox, don't give it up. Prayer can make a difference. Prayer does make a difference. That's what he's saying to the disciples and to the people who listened to him post-resurrection. He breathed on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. We're looking forward to that at Pentecost. That moment when this Peter, who wasn't sure what to do, so he went fishing, was on fire with the Holy Spirit and never stopped. The Peter from the Acts of the Apostles, wow, where'd he come from? He came from the upper room on fire with the Spirit. Baptism, confirmation, on fire with the Spirit. And what nurtures us? The Eucharist. And today, among us, are some people who for the first time in their lives will be able to receive the Eucharist. It's a special moment. And they've been training and praying and being asked questions about why they're doing it. And all of the interviews I had, they were excited because it meant that they were going to be more a part of Jesus Christ. Can't argue with that, can you? Do you love me? Care for my sheep.